brought to you by Puffin.
The Majorly Awkward BFF Dramas of Lottie Brooks by Katie Kirby. Read by Charlie Sanderson. For three of my favourite fans, Kobe, Serena and Nina. Kiss. New Year's Day. 9:04 a.m. New year, new diary, new multi-pack of Kit Kat Chunkies and a new boyfriend! Could life get any better? I'm so blissfully happy right now that when Toby farted in my left nostril, I could barely even smell it. And when Bella ate my favourite tinted lip balm and stuck her fingers into my favourite bronzer, I... Well, TBH, that was actually pretty annoying. But I slammed my bedroom door shut much more gently than I usually would have. At the end of the day, it's just a tinted lip balm and bronzer, and I'm not the one who is angrily trying to get the stains out of the carpet with Vanish. Am I? Who cares about tinted lip balms and bronzers when you are in love? Not me. No, sirree. I just know that this year is going to be incredible. I can feel it in my eyelids. 10:02 a.m. Got started on my NYD resolutions. So far, I have... Lottie's New Year's resolutions. 1. Try not to be quite so obsessed with Kit Kat Chunkies. 2. Pay someone a compliment every day. 3. Convince Mum and Dad to increase my pocket money by 50%. 4. Get eyebrow hair to grow more symmetrically. 5. Stop saying OMG as much. 6. Get up at 7 a.m. on the weekends and do some yoga or meditation. 7. Develop my own unique sense of style. 8. Be more tolerant of my very intolerable siblings. 9. Try not to be quite so weird. 10. Meet Taylor Swift. Number 1 is not going too well because I ate 2 Kit Kat Chunkies while writing the list, but I'm going to put the packet away now and not have another for at least 2 hours. 10:45 a.m. I keep daydreaming about last night. So many high points. The dancing, the red cups, the public declaration of love. Well, maybe not love, but like or whatever. And the kiss. I've been filling in the hammies in minute detail. They are utterly enthralled. And it was like everything was moving in slow motion, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I felt like a magical unicorn running through a field of poppies, and... Is she ever gonna shut up? Has she always been this annoying? 10:56 a.m. I think the kiss was the best kiss of my life. Okay, I know I've only had 2, but I think it was better than the first one. Not by much, though. Maybe like 15% better? I wonder if Daniel thought it was better. 10:59 a.m. OMG, what if Daniel thought the kiss was worse? What if he thought it was 15% worse than last time? Or 52% worse? Or 78.9% worse? Eek! This sounds like a tricky maths question. Question 4. If Daniel rated his first kiss with Lottie 9 out of 10 and his second kiss with Lottie 2.5 out of 10, by what percentage has the quality of Lottie's kisses decreased? I'm not actually going to work that out because A, I don't want to know. B, I'm not the kind of gal that does maths for fun. But what if every time I kiss Daniel, it gets worse and worse and worse until it's 10,000 times worse? Is that even scientifically possible? Ah, what if it's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?